Now, what if someone you knew, maybe a patient or a client or a friend, someone in your family, was diagnosed with cancer? They would be frightened, possibly. They'd be experiencing various emotions, but now they have to take steps. So, what is your advice in this day and age, with the knowledge that's available, with what you've experienced, and with the knowledge that you have, what is your advice to them if they asked you, Jackie, what should I do?
The first and foremost, I think I would do what I tell people is find out as much as you can about the type of cancer you've been diagnosed with. One of the ways that I suggest they do that is to get a second opinion. It never hurts to talk to two different opinions in the medical field. The idea that we have all the answers ourselves or that one doctor has all the answers, I think, is something we have to be cautious of. And I would suggest that they learn all they can on themselves. One of the things when I'm speaking in reference to my book at conferences and keynotes and things is I try to teach people, especially women, to get the doctor off the pedestal. Now, I'm not against allopathic medicine as a whole, but we have a tendency in the U.S. society to go with whatever the allopathic doctor says. I'm really an advocate for the patient to research it yourself, get all the information you can, find out everything you can, talk to everybody you possibly can that's either had cancer. And that's not hard to do because one in every three people, I think it is, has had somebody within three people of them has had some type of cancer. So it's not hard to walk into a room and get several opinions on different types of cancer nowadays. But talk to everybody you can. Find out everything. Find out what foods are going to boost your immune system. Find out what supplements, all of those kind of things that are going to help. It's just a matter of taking charge of your own health and finding out what you know. When I had cancer, I went as far as considering flying to Seattle because that was one of the best cancer research centers. I actually called Seattle Research Center, and the research PhDs actually talked to me on the phone. So a lot of times we think, oh, I would never be able to talk to a research scientist. Well, yes, you can. You just have to make the effort to find out how to get to them. So there's a lot we can do for ourselves. But work as a team with your doctors. If you're going to a conventional doctor, find out all you can. Find out all the information. Don't be afraid to ask questions. I think that's one of the best things that you can do. And then seek out alternative things. But you want to make sure you go with your gut with alternative things. There are so many things that are out there that are called quote-unquote alternative. Does it make sense to you? Does it feel in your gut like this has really got some logic to it or could work? Or spiritually, do you think it'll work? You know, you just don't want to shotgun it. You want to go with your gut and go with your research that you've gotten. But I think information and education is the key.
Now, did you find that using any particular dietary supplements were really useful? Do some stand out more than others?
When I was going through the cancer?
Yeah, or like, for example, like for cancer treatment.